survive if I let you.
Taz is dominating the audio world with his award-winning human podcast machine.
Welcome!
Hey, this is the Fantasy Draft Edition.
I love this reaction show.
For the Celebrity Edition of HPM.
The human podcast machine.
Try to keep up.
You're not afraid of a little competition, are you?
This is Taz, the human podcast machine.
Hey, guys, what's going on? This is Taz, and thank you for downloading this rapid reaction to Ring of Honor. Massive news. Ring of Honor will now be on Destination America. So as I said, thank you for downloading and subscribing and or subscribing to this edition and to my show. So check this out, man. This is basically, it's crazy. It's crazy. I've been around a long time. I've been in the business over 25 years. You know, I've seen a lot, done a lot. Met a lot of people, heard a lot of crazy things. This is up there. This was a shocker. Ring of Honor, for those that don't know, will basically sign a deal. They'll be debuting on Destination America June 3rd. Okay? Right before, yes, TNA, Impact Wrestling, who's still on Destination America and is being moved to Wednesdays. Now, Destination America has Ring of Honor, I don't know if you would call it a lead-in on right before TNA. Crazy. There's so much to talk about with this. This news just broke today on Wednesday here. And, you know, I know that basically I talked to two people from TNA earlier today, this morning, and they said there was going to be a phone call. And it was online, too, that Dixie Carter is going to have a phone call with everybody today with her roster to say something. Quite frankly, typical TNA move. Day late, dollar short. You got to have that conversation with your crew either yesterday or early this morning before this news breaks about Ring of Honor. You got to let them know. They can't hear about it on the internet or Twitter or whatever. And then you're going to have a phone call and explain to them what happened. Holy crap. Talk about some pissed off talent. I'd be livid. I wouldn't even get on the frigging call. I mean, it's just insane. Let's go to the positive flip side here for Ring of Honor. Just huge news for them. And I tweeted a congratulatory tweet towards them, and I referenced them as hungry. Because that's what Ring of Honor is and has been. Hungry for a long time. They, and I've said it before on my podcast, they remind me so much of ECW back of old, the original ECW, and with that little engine that could attitude, that grind out attitude, that no nonsense production style, wrestling style, in-ring talent, developing talent. The best guys on the top in the business today are coming from Ring of Honor. And I think a lot of the guys did that from ECW back in the day. I mean, you know, a lot of the guys, you know, did well, and because of ECW and the platform that was given. And I think that Ring of Honor has done the same thing with a platform. But it's great to see them get their due the right way. You know, I mean, because it's been a little tough to find them on TV sometimes, or you know, find them. You got to go on their website if you don't have it in one of the markets through Sinclair. You know, on your cable system and whatnot. Or so I have DirecTV, so I never got them on TV. I'd watch it online, you know, and this is just huge that they're going to be on Destination America. It's great. It's a massive step for them. What does this mean for TNA, right? That's what everybody's wondering. What does this mean for TNA? So maybe I should have waited before I dropped this podcast to hear about what happened on this phone call today. That while you're listening to this, you probably know about what happened on the phone call because it probably happened already and news probably broke. But I don't care. I wanted to give a rapid reaction to it. To the news, what could TNA tell their roster and their employees? What can they say at this point? You know, they were on Friday nights. Now they're getting moved, starting on June 3rd. And nevertheless, now, hey, guess what? You know, one of your main competitors is going to be on right before you. So here's a couple other things that I think is going to be an ambitious task for the creative staff and TNA in general. You got Ring of Honor has been breathing down your friggin' throat from Jump Street. And now They're literally breathing down your throat right before you're on. So TNA, they have an opportunity to be motivated by this. I know the locker room will be. Those wrestlers at TNA will be. I just hope that the company will be. And the heads of state and the creative team. I hope they're all motivated. Because I know you gotta get fueled by this. Unless you know the future's bleak and that Destination America is going to cut you loose come October. Who knows? You know, in the fall. Who knows what happens? It sounds to me like it's a massive upside for Ring of Honor and maybe not so much of an upside for TNA. I mean, look, I remember in January, the hours and hours of programming that Destination America pumped out for TNA, and I was working there at that time. It was definitely over like 19, 18, probably over like 20 hours a week of programming between all the different shows and the replay runs and the best of show, the show that Mike Tenay hosted, all the Unlocked, I think it was called, all these shows, all the programming that was there. And that was, like I said, over like whatever, 18, 19 hours. And now you look and it's well, a lot less, a ton less, meaning the amount of programming that's on. And your day part, your time slot has changed, your day, time, everything. So, you know, I got to tell you, TNA, I mean, they better maybe start looking for a new network or something. Hopefully it works out for them. I hope the best for them. The more wrestling, the better, in my opinion. Like I said, TNA uses this for motivation from Ring of Honor. If you're Ring of Honor, man, you know, those cats over at Ring of Honor, from the way they put the show together and the wrestlers and everything, they're never on cruise control. So you know they are going to just be balls to the wall on a regular basis now, because now they're fueled. That's a big, big deal. That is huge for them, for Ring of Honor. Congrats to everybody there. I got to say, for TNA, I just hope you guys get motivated. I got to say this. I'm a little perplexed, and I'm disappointed that the fact to hear that, if you think about it, I should say, who knows what the language is in the contract, but I'm definitely perplexed that TNA didn't have some sort of a exclusivity deal, you know, an exclusivity deal with wrestling programming on Destination America or Discovery's channels in general, that it would be allowed that a Ring of Honor would come in. Again, I don't know the language in the contract. Maybe it could be that it was just for Friday nights. Maybe that's what that was. Who knows? I don't know the language. You know, I've been part of a lot of contracts in my own personal career for my own personal brand. So I know there's a lot of different ways that agents and lawyers can spin things in writing. So who knows what was in the writing, the way TNA and Destination America did the deal, the original deal. I don't know. Maybe that'll come out down the road. Because I got to say, I don't know how in the hell you don't have an exclusivity deal where basically what that means is, bottom line, is just we're the only wrestling company that's going to be allowed on your programming, on your network, I should say. And that's obviously not the case. You know, and again, maybe it's because of the day being moved or something. I don't know. It's a little confusing. I know this much. I think for wrestling fans, it's awesome. I think that, look, there's a lot of great programming. Initially, I was thinking, you know what, there's a lot of wrestling on Wednesday nights now between Lucha Underground and NXT, which is a hot, hot thing, obviously, on the WWE Network. Lucha Underground on El Rey, and TNA was going to move to Wednesdays also. And now you throw in Ring of Honor. Then I started thinking, well, you know what? At least Ring of Honor's on right before. So if you're a hardcore wrestling fan, you know, you could watch a ton of wrestling on Wednesday nights, you know, especially on Destination America. But, you know, that NXT thing, you know, I mean, I got to tell you, that to me, that's the leader of the pack for sure on Wednesday nights. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, this is very, very interesting. I mean, I think it's definitely an exciting time, obviously, for wrestling in general, for sports entertainment. I just think it's great. Any time there could be more national cable deals or, you know, big TV deals done for wrestling companies, that they're getting that kind of TV penetration, it's great for the business. It's great for the talent. It's great for the business in general. It's great for fans that have options. You know, I always use the ice cream store analogy. You walk in the store, you walk in the ice cream shop, You know, you don't want to just see chocolate and vanilla. You don't want to just see chocolate. You want to see strawberry pistachio. You want to see the whole deal. Chocolate chip cookie dough, Rocky Road rum raisin. You want to see this stuff. You know, you want to see all those different options. Well, you got that now as a wrestling fan. You have just a plethora of different shows. Monday night, obviously everybody stays away from Monday because Raw's the kingfish, right? So they avoid Monday Night Raw, you know, and but Wednesday, it's like there's a lot on there now. You know, I mean, again, I don't know if Ring of Honor wanted Wednesdays. I have no clue. Doesn't matter. It's a massive plus for them. You know, if maybe Destination America is looking at it like, hey, we're about competition. So, hey, TNA, Ring of Honor, let's compete. Let's see you guys compete against each other here. Let's see who could outdo who. Let's see who could outdo who. That could be what this is. That's what it looks like to me. I don't remember the last time we've seen something like that on a network with two different companies. It's freaking sick. It's awesome. You know, I mean, you know, hey, maybe they felt TNA was complacent. Maybe they felt like the TNA, not the roster, you know, maybe creatively or from the front office, they felt like they were kind of mailing in. Well, you know what? We're gonna put a flame up your ass now. It's called Ring of Honor. So who knows? You know, maybe that's what's going on. Again, I'm just being blunt. Some of you guys are gonna say, you're pissed off because you quit and left TNA. Nah, that's not the case. I'm just giving you my opinion here. I don't want to see TNA go anywhere. I don't want to see them disappear. I have some people I still consider friends in that company. I don't want to see them out of work. I don't want to see anybody out of work, even people I don't like, okay? And there are people in that company that I don't like, and I don't want to see them out of work. I believe in karma, and I'm not a shithead, and I don't want to see that kind of stuff go down. But I will tell you this much. If you are complacent and if you're with TNA and you're complacent, you just got woken up here. And again, I am not talking about the in-ring product, because the TNA in-ring product to me is tremendous, okay? But as is the Ring of Honor product. So it's a total game changer that Ring of Honor now has this platform of Destination America, you know, right before TNA on Destination America. So I mean, I wonder what Lucha Underground thinks. I mean, what do they think? I wonder what they're thinking. I mean, I'm sure those cats love the competition too. I mean, it's kind of like we're putting all our eggs in one basket on Wednesdays, besides Raw and SmackDown. But I know New Japan has their deal on Friday also, which actually is a great thing for them, because now on Friday they got to compete with SmackDown, which is tough, obviously. But you know, TNA's at that slot. So, I mean, it's just a crazy, crazy deal, man. Awesome, awesome news for Ring of Honor. I mean, and it's funny because I was, earlier this morning, I was talking to a friend of mine saying that, you know, from the business, saying that, well, I have a hard time sometimes finding them on, you know, if I'm not the right time, you know, on the internet or something like that, or buffering issues and stuff. And this guy I was talking to, he gets Ring of Honor twice in his area. He lives in the country. So, I'm like, God, I wish I got it once. And then a couple hours later, this news breaks. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, to me, it's a slap in the face. And I'm gonna go with, there's a great chance that they were not told, the talent wasn't told. Actually, as I'm doing this, I'm reading a tweet, well, from my buddy MVP, who I haven't talked to since I left there, but he's a good dude. I love MVP. He was a great guest on my show here. And he said, at no time, it's a quote from his Twitter, at no time was TNA talent, in quotations, that I am aware of, were notified of ROH airing on Destination America. I'll refrain from commenting until after the call, and the call was in quotation. So, you know, I think MVP handled that right, because he protected himself, because he's not a dummy, by saying, as far as he knows, he's a top guy there. So if MVP don't know, then you know what? There's a great chance none of the other talent on that roster knew. I spoke to two cats from TNA this morning. They didn't know. I'm not saying their names because you guys know them. I'm not saying their names. If those guys would have known in both those separate conversations, they both would have told me. I promise you that. So how do you kayfabe your talent? How do you do that? Or how do you – who knows? Maybe I don't know who let the cat out of the bag first. It was Ring of Honor or Destination America. I don't know who it was. But you, if you're TNA, you cannot allow that to happen. You cannot allow that to happen. That's sloppy business. And at times, that's what they do. Sloppy business. And it's unfortunate. You know, I don't think they mean to. They just sometimes just, you know, they don't think. And you know, good luck to you, Dixie, in this phone call. I don't know what you're going to say to these people. You know, I mean, I really don't. Hopefully there's some good news there. Who knows? Maybe there's some good news in there. I don't know what that would be. But, you know, I think you got to, if you're a TNA staffer, writer, employee, whatever, a production guy, you got to get motivated by this. So you can't hang your head and say, oh, God, Ring of Honor now is on right before us. Oh, man. No, because if you got that attitude, you know, you don't belong in the business to be a winner. You got to get motivated by this. You got to get motivated by this. And because, you know, Ring of Honor is going to bring it. They don't play. They're going to bring it. So I promise they're going to bring it. Again, I am curious to know what Lucha Underground thinks of this. I really am. NXT, WWE, you know, and the NXT world, I don't see them being, like, concerned, you know, even though it's the same night. NXT's kind of, you know, you got that machine known as the WWE. That's who you are. You're the WWE NXT. So I can tell you from experience, when you work for the WWE, they don't sweat anybody or anything. And I've always respected that and loved that. I miss that. I do miss that. When I was in TNA, that was never the feel. You know, that confidence. You know, I miss that confidence. Because, you know, again, I can only give you more insight on ECW back in the day, you know. Because during those years in ECW, we had, you know, we didn't have great TV penetration. We had no money, and Paul did what he could do. But you know what? It was a deal where we were confident. Even when, you know, there was financial issues and cash flow issues, you know, Paul still had that locker room motivated, and the talent went out and busted their ass, and the camera crew worked hard, and everybody worked hard, and everybody showed up and busted their asses and stayed motivated and stayed positive as best we could. There was a lot of rough times there. And everybody thinks ECW was the greatest thing in the world and was all rainbows and butterflies, and I've cut that promo here on my show on the Human Podcast Machine, and when I was doing Taz Live, which stay tuned for that, by the way, you know, everything in ECW was not rainbows and butterflies. So, but there were a lot of rough times there, and we stayed motivated, and we stayed positive. And, you know, and I think that that's what TNA has to do. But you need leadership. Okay, that starts at the top. That starts at the top. Your ownership and stuff like that, and your front office. You know, that's got to come from that. In my opinion, that's my opinion. Motivation is the key. Keeping your head up high and staying positive is the key, and staying the course and look at adversity in the eyes and say, I'm going to eat you up, and I'm not afraid of you. And I think that's what TNA has to try to do here in regards to Ring of Honor, because Ring of Honor, if I'm them. If I'm a wrestler in Ring of Honor, or if I'm an agent or whatever, a writer, or one of the owners, whatever it is, I tell you what, I'm salivating right now. Because I know we got a chance to compete at a level of a Destination America for them, which is great. I mean, it doesn't have the penetration of a Spike TV or USA Network. We know that. But it doesn't matter. It's a massive plus for these guys. So it's going to be crazy time here to check this bad boy out and see what happens, I mean, with the wrestling business. You know, starting June 3rd, Wednesday's just got a little more interesting.
Well, the wait is finally over. Baseball season is here at last, and the excitement continues all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. Why wait till the end of the season to claim your victory when you can win huge cash every day? At DraftKings, it's like a brand new season every time you play. Just select two pitchers, eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to an enormous payday. Last year, check this out. Last year, Peter from Colorado, he won $1 million at DraftKings, yo, in one day. just by playing fantasy baseball. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have already cashed in at DraftKings. Now it's your turn. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now and enter promo code TAZ, that's T-A-Z, to play for free. You could win part of $300 million in prizes being awarded this season. Use promo code TAZ for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, boys and girls. I am Taz. This is the Human Podcast Machine. And so, okay, so I just want to button this thing up here. So I'm thinking now, you know, what about what Destination America possibly is doing here? You know, maybe it's not about, you know, kicking TNA in the ass or pissing TNA off. Maybe it's purely just simply the obvious, which is, hey, let's build a massive wrestling block of hours, and maybe we had another company in there too, and it's just we own Wednesdays. You know, let USA own Mondays and stuff, and WWE Network has their world, and as far as cable TV, us, Destination America, we'll have a massive wrestling block with some tremendous in-ring talent between Ring of Honor and TNA. Maybe we could see also, speaking positively, some business being done with Ring of Honor and TNA. I mean, I know months back the two sides have talked privately about things. I'm not sure that's going to ever happen, but you never know. You know, many of the talent have worked for both, obviously, for years. So, you know, you never know. Stranger things have happened. And that'd be kind of cool if there's a wrestling block with two companies. You know, the types of in-ring products that Ring of Honor has and TNA has, you could have a promotion versus promotion gimmick. You got the same friggin' network, the same goddamn platform. It's awesome. It's awesome. So that could be something that's in the works here. You know, really. So that's another thing that maybe a Dixie Carter can say to her crew on this phone call. That happened already as you listen to this, but I don't know what happened because I was jumping the gun to talk to you guys. So, but anyway, I don't know what's going to go on in this phone call. But, you know, if I was still in TNA, I would be pissed off. I would obviously be pissed off. And I know a lot of the talent there is pissed off, and rightfully so. But, again, trying to stay a little positive on this end of the break, you know, if you try to think creatively, if I'm TNA or I'm Ring of Honor, I'm going to try and have a conversation. If I'm Destination America, I'm going to have a conversation with both. Hey, we're your provider. We're your network. We are your partner. We want you guys to work together. That'd be pretty cool. They could own Wednesdays with a Wednesday block. You know, I mean, and then they start trading talent and doing different stuff. Yo, it's like old school territory days. Back those older folks out there know what I'm talking about. That'd be pretty cool, man. You don't see that anymore. You know, so who knows? I mean, that could happen. If I'm TNA, I am clamoring for that to happen. Because you need an injection in your company. You need an injection to motivate your locker room. Because they got to be disgruntled and pissed off. And I'm just calling it like I see it. And I feel for every one of those men and women in that locker room. Because it's tough. That's tough right there. So, but there could be bright days for both companies here. You got a wrestling block. Destination America gets in the middle of this thing, say, hey, guys, let's shake hands. Let's be friends. Let's be brothers. Let's be partners on this thing here. And let's do some business together. You know, let's do some business together. I mean, who knows? Could you imagine that a Ring of Honor, the pay-per-view they're doing at Terminal 5 on June 19th, 20, whatever. You know, imagine you see a run-in, you know, by Bobby Roode. Place would go nuts. Or you know, MVP does a run-in or something like that. Yo. That's not awesome. Cameras are rolling. Yo, I'm in. I think that's cool. You know, so they have an opportunity, Ring of Honor and TNA and Destination America, to do something that WWE will not do, most probably, and can't do unless they wanted to. And that's do interpromotional stuff. Here's the thing. Interpromotional stuff usually means, cool, who does the job, right? So If I'm TNA, I don't want my guy losing to a Ring of Honor guy. If I'm Ring of Honor, I don't want my guy losing to a TNA guy. That's always been a thing for years, who loses the match and interpromotional stuff. As I said recently on my show here, I think that, and I might have said it on Twitter, I can't remember. I think that there's a little too much stock in this day and age put into who wins and loses matches. You know, so I don't know if this would have happened into promotional stuff, if TNA and Ring of Honor would have a pissing contest on who loses the match. I don't think that's the big deal. I think it's about the brand and building both brands, and maybe Destination America is your best friend in building that brand. It's obviously they are if they got that block. I think we're in for some exciting times here, and let's not forget that, as I said earlier, that other little monster that's on Wednesday nights, besides Lucha Underground, that other thing called NXT. So, you know, you got a lot of options come June 3rd, man, on Wednesdays if you're a wrestling fan. So, I don't know what we're going to do here. I got to, you know, me and Seth need to get some more eyes in our heads to cover these shows. So, that's the deal. Look, I hope you guys enjoyed this reaction, this rapid reaction to this massive news about Ring of Honor. Again, congrats to all those cats. You know, plopping on Destination America. Good for you guys. You earned it. You deserved it. You've always been hungry. That's awesome. TNA, stay positive, man. Stay positive. Keep fighting. Be smart. I'm Taz. You're not.